Let us turn to the scripture reading for today.
我们来到读经的时间。
It's in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 11.
读经来自彼得后书1章3到11节。
We'll be reading this first together in English and then in Cantonese.
我们首先会用英文一起读，之后再用广东话一起读。
2 Peter. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Do these things, and you will never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得后书。 神的神能与将一切关乎生命和洁净的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。因此，他已将有宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故。 你们要分爱的恩勤，有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔；有了虔敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。你们若匆匆足足的有了这几样， 就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福听和读他话语的人。
On this first Sunday in May, we have a message by Pastor Wilson Chang, Spiritual Growth.
今日, 程牧师为我们所讲的题目是
Thank you. Good morning. Let's pray. Father, help us be attentive to your word concerning a very important biblical truth, our spiritual growth. Quiet our hearts, give us keen minds and good ears to hear your word.
安定我们的心，叫我们留意，要叫我们的心去听你的话语。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, change us to be more like the Christ.
藉著聖靈的帶領，改變我哋更加像基督。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉基督耶穌寶貴的名義求，阿門。
This is one of the most important passages in the Bible to teach about spiritual growth.
这段经文是圣经里面其中一段最重要的经文，是关乎属灵的成长。
And if you're familiar with, this is the second of Peter's letters to Christians, it's talking about change. Inward character change.
如果你熟悉这段经文，彼得后书的时候，你会看到是关乎这个我们的特征的改变。
And what that looks like, spiritual growth or inward character change, is that we become less selfish.
讲到属灵的成长和内在的改变的时候，是会讲到我们更加少是自私。
God moves us from foolishness to wisdom.
神改变我们由愚蠢是变得有智慧。
From enslavement to freedom and self-control.
由被为奴的去变得有自由和有自制。
Now what do we learn about spiritual growth in this passage?
咁在这段经文里面我们可以学到什么呢？
Well, look at verse 4 again.
第四节。
God, through Peter, is speaking to us. He's speaking to Christians who have believed in the promises of the gospel.
神是藉着彼得的书信去向信徒去说话，那些是相信那个福音的应许的人。
And did you notice what it says there? You share. Do you see that in the third line? You share his divine nature.
就是那些我们同神的性情有份的人。
That means you participate. You participate in the divine nature.
就是说在那个神性里面你是有份，你是参与当中。
Isn't that remarkable? Isn't that an astounding way to put that?
这个是不是对你来说一个很突然很令你惊奇的方法去写出来呢？
That means you and I, believers in the Lord Jesus, get the Holy Spirit of God.
即是说你和我相信神的人，我们得到神的圣灵。
We participate in the divine nature. That's the NIV's translation, participate.
我们在神圣里面是有份，是参与当中。
That means the Holy Spirit is not just a nebulous force that is with you. He is the third person of the Holy Trinity of God.
即是说圣灵不只是一个很模糊的一个能力在你当中，而是说呢，他是三位一体的神的第三位。
That means God come into you.
就即是说神是入到你那里。
Therefore, when you believe, very DNA of God is implanted in you, the believer.
就即是说当你相信的时候呢，神的遗传基因就是植入在你那里，你是信主的人。
And the rest of your life after a new birth is an outworking of that divine DNA.
就是说在重生之后，你的生命就是这个属灵的遗传基因的一个表彰。
And that outworking makes you the person you will become.
这个工作就变成了你要成为那个人。
It's because we're being told, right here in God's word, you're being told the very DNA of God has been implanted in you when you believe in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
经文讲给你听，当你信耶稣的时候，神的遗传基因密码就是植入在你那里。
Now what Peter is saying in verse 3 can convict us and at the same time bring us hope.
在第三节彼得所讲的就是说叫我们知罪，也都将盼望带给我们。
In fact, I don't think it's an overstatement. Verse 3 may be the most devastating and at the same time the most hopeful verse in the New Testament.
我可以说第三节就是令人最沮丧，也都令人最有盼望的一段经文，在整个新约圣经里讲。
I think it's George that is doing a PowerPoint today. Could you go back to verse 3?
我们尝试去放翻嗰个投影片出嚟啊。
It's maybe, again, this is remarkable. Look what it says. His divine nature has given us everything we need for a godly life.
他说神的神能呢,已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事呢,是赐给我们。
Do you want to hear the devastating aspect of that? And I have that on slide 2.
你看看那个怎样沮丧法呢,这段经文。
It's devastating because there's no excuses. You have no excuse from undergoing the change to be like Christ.
令人沮丧的就是说,我们是没有藉口,在信耶稣里面,我们不改变是没有藉口的。
God, through Peter, is saying, don't tell me you don't have what it takes to live as you should. You absolutely do.
彼得就是说,你不要说,你没有那些,你没有那些,你需要 是存活去做敬虔的事,那个特质。
What more help do you want? Can you want, right? You have the divine nature.
他说你已经有那个神圣在你的当中。
No, you don't need some kind of secret knowledge that you don't have or some kind of mystical experience.
彼得说你不需要那些很秘密、很神秘的经历或者是知识。
If you're a Christian, if you've come to believe in the person and work of Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit of God.
如果你基督徒的时候,你就有神的圣灵。
Therefore, you're a participator in the divine nature.
就是说你是参与在神的神圣当中。
Now that's the devastating part of verse 3, right? The incredibly convicting part to us.
这个就是讲到这节经文为什么使徒人这么沮丧,就是叫我们知道我们的罪。
Again, by way of emphasis, let me emphasize that devastating part. You already have everything you need to live exactly as you know you should.
你已经有那些需要使到你应该要过那个生活的那个条件。
You saw it for yourself. Verse 3, God in His Word states that very clearly.
神的经文已经很清楚讲了给你听。
But as you can also see in that verse, and this is again on slide 2, the hopeful aspect is there too, that no matter how deep your wounds are in life, you can be healed by the Lord.
而另一方面,为什么可以带给人盼望,就是说,无论你的伤口是多么深,但是都可以被神来医治。
That's a great hope for us. There's no brokenness so great in this life that you can't be repaired by God.
就是说在生命上,无论有多深的伤痕,都可以被神去医治。
There's no habit so binding that you can't be freed from that bad habit.
就是说任何的坏习惯,他们都不能够捆绑着你,而是你可以被神去释放出来。
God can set you truly free.
神可以使到你得到自由。
Now, what's also comforting here is you can realize, and this is also on this same slide, spiritual growth is gradual.
另一方面,你要知道,属灵的成长是慢慢一步一步。
And you might be saying, wow, that's great, because it takes a little pressure off of you, right?
你会听到就觉得很舒服,好像安乐了,因为我没有那么大压力。
Because when you hear that you have everything you need to live as you ought, and you're not living as you ought, that doesn't mean you'd be changed right away.
因为你听到说你已经有那个条件去过一个你应该要过的生活的时候,但并不代表你就能够立即的去改变。
And that is a tremendous relief from the burden, the pressure of growing spiritually.
对我们来说,在这个属灵成长里面, 是使到我们没那么大的压力,没那么大的负担。
As you'll see on slide 3, it's not enough just to believe.
只是单单只是相信是不够的。
As you can see before you, and this is from verse 7, you have to add to your faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly love, and love.
就在这个信心上面要加上恩勤。 德行、知识、节制、忍耐、虔敬、爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心。
And then Peter goes on, verse 7, he says, if you possess these qualities, they will keep you from being what? Keep you from being ineffective?
彼得继续讲就说，如果你有这些特质的时候，你就会不至于闲懒，不结果子。
Yeah, look again. That's not what he's saying. What is he saying in verse 8? If you possess these qualities in increasing measure, says the NIV, in increasing measure, that's gradual.
在英文的译本，他说，如果你有这些特质是慢慢的去增加的时候。
Do you see what he's saying? You'll change, you'll grow, but it's gradual.
他说你会改变，你会成长，但是慢慢的。
And so that's the first thing that Peter is telling us concerning spiritual growth.
就是彼得告诉我们听关于属灵成长的第一件事。
Now, the Bible has a lot of metaphors, analogies for what it means to live the Christian life. And all those analogies, and I'll show you in a moment, they're gradual.
聖經有很多的比喻是讲到关于基督徒的生命的成长。但这些的比喻都是讲到慢慢的成长。
And the reason I have to press this point before you is because we live in a society that's very impatient.
我为什么要这样指出来？因为我们活在一个社会是他们是没有耐性的社会。
Right? You're expected to, you know, do not only one thing, but maybe three things at once.
你可能人家期待你做的不是单只是一样东西，而是你可能要做同时间做三样东西。
And I don't think it's inaccurate to say the United States is the most impatient culture ever.
我可以讲话美国就是从以前到现在是最没有耐性的一个文化。
You know that because you live in New York City.
你知道的，你活在这个纽约市里面。
We want it done now.
我们想事件现在就成就。
And that's the reason why technology is so popular and in so much demand, right?
所以科技是这么被人追捧和被人要求这么高。
Because our culture tells us we want something really fast, really powerful, the best chip in our phone or in our computer.
因为我们文化讲来听，我们想有那块最快最有能力那块晶片在我们的电话和手提电脑里面。
Right, that's why people say, I gotta have my 5G. I gotta have Android 11 now.
所以人都说我要是最新那个系统 5G 最快的上网的速度。
You see, all spiritual growth, and this is slide 4, is gradual.
所有属灵成长都是慢慢循序渐进。
Let me show you. Here's one metaphor, one example that Peter uses earlier in his earlier letter, 1 Peter 2:2.
让我得俾你睇一个其中一个彼得所指出嘅一个例子。
It's a very familiar analogy if you've been a Christian for long, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk that by it you may grow up into salvation.
佢话就要爱慕那纯正的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长以致得救。
That's a very typical image, a typical metaphor used for spiritual growth, that it's gradual in the Bible.
呢个系圣经里边其中一个好普遍嘅例子，就系讲到属灵成长系慢慢嘅过程。
When you become a Christian, you might be physically an adult.
当你成为基督徒的时候，你的身量可能是一个成人这样。
But it says you're a baby spiritually.
但在属灵上面，你是一个婴孩。
And like newborn babies, drink in the spiritual milk so that you can spiritually grow up into your salvation.
好像新生的婴孩，他喝这个奶一样，你去喝这个灵奶，帮助你慢慢的成长。
Take a moment to think about that.
你想想。
And you moms know this best. How fast does a baby grow?
有妈妈可能就很清楚了，一个 BB 可以成长得几快呢？
Again, if you're influenced by Western culture, and especially American culture, You're bombarded by being impatient. But think about that. How fast does a baby grow?
有可能被这个美国文化影响，是可能是对于成长是没什么耐性，但是这个 BB 可以生得多快呢？
Now, of course, a baby needs good nutrition, right? Or else the baby will fail to thrive.
这样的婴孩需要有好好的营养养分，否则呢就他不能够好好的成长。
And malnutrition would be very bad for a baby.
营养失衡的时候呢，对于 BB 是不好的。
But with that being said, no matter how much you feed that child, they're only going to grow slowly, just like every other human being.
但无论你喂他吃多少的东西，他只不过要好像一个普通人的成长的过程里面慢慢成长。
We all know how dear five-year-olds are, right?
我们知道五岁的小孩子是怎样。
But no matter what you feed the five-year-old, they're not going to be at age five, 6 feet five.
但无论你喂他吃多少东西，他都不可以能够五岁就开始生到六尺四寸那么高。
No matter how good of a teacher you are as a parent, no matter how great those preschools are that you put your child in, at age five, they're not going to do calculus.
无论你他的老师几咁叻，你去送他几咁好的幼稚园都好，但他们五岁并不能够去做微积分的数学。
They're not going to get a job offer from NASA, right, to work on the Mars project.
太空总署都亦都唔会去请一个五岁嘅细路仔去做一个火星嘅计划。
They might later, but not at age five.
可能迟啲佢会，但系五岁佢唔会。
Do you understand what growth is, right? It's gradual.
你明唔明白成长系咩嘅事情咧？系慢慢嘅。
Here's another illustration.
另一个例子。
Again, I've used this before, and I get this from Tim Keller. Imagine you had an acorn.
咁喺Tim Keller 牧师嘅一个例子，我可以引用嘅啫。想象一个松果。
And you went outside on the sidewalk on Queens Boulevard with that acorn in your hand.
咁你走出去街上边吓，揸住呢个松果。
And you get down on your knees.And you start pounding the little acorn, you know, in between your fingers on the sidewalk.
咁你踎低，咁就你嘅手揸住嗰个松果喺石屎路上边去揼佢。
Okay, do you get that picture in your brain? You're on Queens Boulevard on the sidewalk, on your knees, little acorn between your fingers, pounding it on the sidewalk.
就系你一个往后。皇后大道上面跟石屎路上面你揸住呢个松果是一路咁样去揼喺呢个路面上面去揼。
This is New York City, right? This is Queens. You know what's going to happen? Two things.
你知有两件事情会发生。
Let me tell you what the second thing will happen first. These men in dark blue uniforms with shiny badges, they're going to come and take you to a hospital.
咁第二件事就我讲你听嘅就係嗰个穿着警察制服的人会走来拉了你，然后带你去一个精神病医院。
And you'll probably see a psychiatrist there for mental evaluation.
可能你要去见一个心理医生去评估你的心理状况。
And here's the first thing that will happen.
首先会有什么事情发生？
That little acorn will be demolished.
就是那个松果会烂了。
Right, it'll be completely...destroyed, right? To smithereens, right? Because you're pounding it on a heavy cement.
就是会完全的粉碎，因为你将它在这个石屎路上面去敲打。
See, there's no fast way for that acorn to actually destroy the concrete, which it can, right?
就是这个松果不可能可以一下就可以去整烂这个石屎路。
We all know that. You plant that acorn,near soil, near that sidewalk, and decades later, it's going to grow up into a tree, right? And maybe the sidewalk will be destroyed.
但如果你将这个松果种在一个马路边的时候，在几年、几十年之后，这个松果生上来，变成一棵大树，这棵树的根就可以整烂这个路面了。
But it'll take decades to do that.
但要很多年的时间。
Right? That sidewalk might be destroyed because the oak tree, the roots, be so large underground, it'll just lift that sidewalk up, destroy it.
因为咁多年嘅时间之后，呢、这个石屎路就会俾呢个松果嘅根咧去逼住、挤压住，并且系爆开。
And as you'll see on the next slide, slide 5, that's the reason Jesus can use this illustration in Matthew 17:20.
所以耶稣就喺马太福音嘅17:20用呢个比喻。
Because of your little faith, he says, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
耶稣说，是因你们的信心小，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一果拐在种，就是对这座山说，你从这边拿到那边，他也必拿去。并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。
You got to give it time. Spiritual growth. Got to give it time.
属灵的成长你要给时间去。
And you know what our problem is? We're impatient. We don't keep at it.
但我们的问题是什么呢？我们没有这个耐性，我们不能够持之以恒。
And due to our culture, living in New York City, a place like New York City, that's why...We're impatient. The demands upon us are go, 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 go.
我们活在这个文化的里面是没有耐性的文化，经常有人叫我们快点去去去去做这些做这些。
And hardly any of us have a prolonged staying power to walk the straight and narrow path of righteousness, holiness, and truth.
我们没什么人可以能够坚定的行这个窄路去坚持圣洁，坚持你的真理。
You have to have perseverance, long suffering, a continued trusting and obeying the Lord, that is faithfulness. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. You have to have that.
你要坚忍，你要忍耐，你继续的去相信和去顺服神。这些就是属灵的果子，你一定要有。
And Peter says that,Well, Paul says that too, right? Peter says that because change occurs over the long haul.
彼得说这个改变是要用一个很长的时间才可以发生。
Again, how do I contrast with our impatient attitude, right? We want deliverance, deliverance now. We want spiritual growth now.
就是相对于我们的文化，我们的耐性就非常之少，说我想现在就成长，现在就有了。
But according to God,You just saw it, verse 3, God's word, Peter, right? Spiritual growth is gradual.
但是根据神的话语，成长是慢慢的。
And what's the second thing that we learn about spiritual growth? It's essential. This is on slide 6.
属灵成长第二件事我们可以学到的是什么呢？
And there's a balance to this. Again, it's essential. Look at verse 10 and 11 again.
就是当中是有平衡的，我们看看第十和第十一节。
Again, you follow along in the, I guess, yeah, if you, again, if, I don't know if it's George, if you could go back to verse 10 and 11, you have the New Living Translation, I have the New International Version. I do that for a purpose, because again, you need two or three translations to really understand a text.Follow along, look at verse 10 and 11 carefully. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of the Lord Jesus, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Now, of course, those, when he says, if you do these things, he's referring to verses 5 through 8, right?
他说你若行这几样，即是讲到第五到第八节讲那些。
That means if you grow, developing these virtues and character changes.
他说如果你成长是发生出这些属灵的特质的时候
Now, this, don't misunderstand, Peter. It looks like he's saying that God looks at you and sees that you're worthy of heaven because of all the growth and change in your life.
但你唔好误会，彼得唔系话神睇住你有呢啲嘅属灵嘅特质或者有啲嘅性格嘅时候，你就配得进入神嘅国啦。
Right, it appears that's what it says, right? It appears that way. God receives you into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Jesus Christ because of the growth and change.
睇落好似系咁样讲，因为佢话这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入救主耶稣基督永远嘅国，就系因为你有嗰啲属灵嘅特质。
But you have to read carefully. Look at verse 10 again.
Before you conclude that. 但你小心睇翻第十节，睇下佢讲乜嘢。
There's a very important word there. It says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election.
佢话，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙恩召同埋拣选坚定不移。
Now, what's election?
拣选系乜嘢呢？
Again,We looked at that a few years ago when we looked at Ephesians. We talked about that several times.
我们以前在《以弗所书》的时候都提过了。
Christians are not choice people.
基督徒不是那些顶尖的人。
That's very important. Choice people are the best, the people who merit God's favor.
顶尖那些人，那些是很厉害的人，那些他要去赚到神嘅特别嘅宠爱嘅人。
Chosen people are not, repeat, not choice people.
被拣选嘅人唔系嗰啲顶尖嘅人。
Chosen people are just chosen because God chooses you to receive God's grace.
被拣选嘅人就系单单被神去拣选接受佢嘅恩典嘅人。
And as you'll see on slide 6, when Peter says, I want you to grow to confirm that you're saved by grace, that's the key. Here's what that means.
要你去成长，要肯定你的得救是被神的恩典去得救，这个是那个关键。
All the Protestant reformers like the great Martin Luther and John Calvin all stressed a very important, very, very important doctrine.
所有以往的新教的改教者譬如德加尔文他们都特别强调这一点。
And we teach this a lot around here. They said the Bible teaches you're justified by faith alone.
他们说什么呢他们说圣经教导我们你是称义是藉着信心称义。
That means you're saved and pardoned, accepted by God by your faith alone, not by your good works.
就是说你是单单藉着信心是得救被神去赦免被神去接纳不是藉着你的好行为。
That means you're saved because you have faith in what Jesus has done, not in what you have done.
你得救是单单是因为你相信耶稣基督所做的不是你自己做了什么。
In other words, being saved is not a bit of faith and a bit of works. Good works, good deeds.
即是说得救不是说你有少少信心和有少少的行为。
No, you're saved by faith alone.
并不是这样你得救是单单靠着信心。
But the reformers always put it like this. While you're saved by faith alone, you're not saved by faith that remains alone.
但是那些神学家他经常都要这样讲就是说你藉着信心去得救。但是得救之后并不是只是你剩下只是有信心。
As you see on the slide right before you, you're saved by faith alone, not works, but you're not saved by faith that remains alone. This was slide 6.
你得救是凭着信心不是凭着行为但是你得救之后并不是只是单单只是有信心。
And understanding that will result in a changed life.
当你明白这一点的时候你的生命就会得到改变。
And you know why? Because how can you come to grips with someone who gave himself utterly for you? That's what God did through his son Jesus, right? He gave himself utterly for you.
因为为什么呢因为当你去看到神怎样将耶稣基督完全的给过你的时候你不能够将自己去完全的给回他呢。
And if you truly believe that you're saved strictly, by the costly grace of God, the grace that cost Jesus his life, what is that going to do to you?
因为当你相信神是用几重的代价将耶稣基督给你的时候，这个代价 是用了他的生命，那你跟着会怎样做呢？
You know, you and I, as fellow human beings, we have a lot of desires in us, right?
你和我在我们里面都有很多的私欲，我们想要的东
西。I have selfishness, I have pride, but so do you.
我有自私，我有骄傲，你都同样有。
Our hearts are hard.
我们的心是刚硬的。
But in the end, there will be a desire, if you're a believer, to delight in the one who did that all for those, that all of those desires cannot overwhelm. Those desires can't overwhelm the power of God.
但到最后，我们都知道，我们是想去取悦神，而我们那些私欲都不能够是被神的恩典，不能够去遮盖着神的恩典。
So in the end, if you're a Christian,You will want to change. You will desire to change, and you will change.
因为你是基督徒的时候，你有渴求要去改变，并且是你会改变。
But there's a balance here, right? Do you see the balance?
但当中有一个平衡，你看不到平衡在哪里？
On the one hand, Peter is saying, you're saved by grace. You're called, you're chosen. It's all by God's grace.
彼得说，一方面你被恩典单单被恩典去拯救，你被神去呼召，被神拣选，是完全是神的恩典。
But how do you know? How do you know you really believe?
但你怎知道你真的相信呢？
Don't assure yourself that you believed and you saved by faith alone if year after year after year you never change.
如果你一年一年下来你都没有改变的时候，你就不要肯定说你自己真的相信，真的被藉着信心去得救。
Because as you'll see on slide 7, anyone who has really grasped the grace of God will have a desire to please the one who did that for them.
因为那个真是被神的恩典去捉住的人，他一定会有一个渴求去，要去取悦神，要得到改变。
You'll realize how precious the gift of God's grace is. You see how costly it was.
你看到神那个给我们的礼物是几咁大，个恩典几咁深。
And all the other problems and desires of our hearts will not be able to extinguish that realization that God loves you.
你心里面的所有的问题或者所有的私欲都不能够盖过神给你那个恩典的礼物。
And because you realize that personally, you'll want to obey the Lord. You'll want to please the Lord with your life.
因为你明白到咧点，你就想去取悦神，得到神嘅喜悦。
That's because you've really grasped what God's grace is and what He has done for you.
因为你真正去找紧，知道神嘅恩典系乜嘢，佢为你做咗啲乜嘢。
I hope you see that dynamic, because it is eventually will get its way with you.
因为始终你会明白呢一点嘅时候，你就能够得到帮助。
And that's the reason I say growth in grace is not only possible and gradual.But it's essential.
所以在恩典里面的成长不单只是可能是慢慢，而且是很重要。
In other words, Peter is saying it has to be there.
彼得说这个一定要有的。
I'm not trying to put extra doubts in your mind, but on the other hand, you don't want to have the presumption of easy believism either.
我不想要你有疑惑，但我也不想你就这样去假设你真的相信了。
But not only is spiritual growth gradual and essential, thirdly, as you'll see on slide 8, spiritual growth is practical.
所以属灵成长不单只是慢慢，不单只是重要，并且是很实际的。
And that means there are things you can do.
意思就是说有些事你是可以做的。
Now, I've already used that analogy or that metaphor of the acorn.
咁我头先用过呢个松果嘅例子。
And as you all know, an acorn has enormous power, right?
咁我哋都知道呢个松果其实有好大嘅能力。
Because out of one acorn, you can have a great number of trees.
因为单单靠着一个松果，你就可以生出好多棵树。
See, there's a kind of power in that little acorn, when it's properly fertilized, it's in the right spot, it has a great power that is released.
如果这个松果在一个啱的土壤上面慢慢去成长的时候，它的能力就可以释放出来。
So what do we have? What do we have to do to practically in order to grow in grace?
那我们需要做些什么能够是实际的在恩典里面成长呢？
Well, it's in the text. Look again at verses 5 through 7.
米经文第五至到第七节讲了给我们听。
Now, there's a lot here, but I'm just going to take a few things out of here that I'd like you to see.
我想你想看你当想你看当中的几样东西。
First of all, it does take our intentional, deliberate effort.
首先就是我们要去特登的、专登的去做出来。
Or in other words, it won't happen automatically.
意思就是说不会自然的就发生。
You see what the text says? For this very reason, make every what? Effort to add. And he goes on, this, this, and this.
他说正因这缘故你们要分外地殷勤。跟着他说你加这样加这样加这样。
You see, make every effort to grow. That's not let go and let God.
佢系分外殷勤嘅，要去成长，就即系话唔系放手就由任由神去做就算数。
What does make every effort mean? It's diligence.
分外殷勤系乜嘢咧？就系要更加努力。
You have to be intentional.
你要特登嘅。
Secondly, this word add, make every effort to add this, this, and this, right?Peter has deliberately chosen a Greek word that means to invest.
第二就是说他说要加上他说要分外殷勤的加上加上。彼得用这个字在希腊文里面个字就是投资的意思。
In fact, this is a word that's used in ancient Greek language to describe people who backed artistic and theater productions.
咁呢个字喺当时希腊嘅时代，其实就系讲到有啲人咧系用金钱去支持一啲艺术嘅工作，特别系喺舞台上嘅制作，舞台剧上面制作。
If you want to write a play or put on a theatrical production, what do you need? You need backing. You need patrons.
咁如果你写咗一个剧本，你想摆喺舞台上边去制作出嚟，做出呢个剧嘅时候，你要乜嘢咧？你要有人去赞助你，有金钱。
You need people who are willing to invest, who will financially back you in the production.
你要有一些人去投资，用金钱去支持你的制作。
And so in those days, it's the same as today.
咁以前的日子同而家其实一样。
And that's the word Peter deliberately uses, which is really interesting, invest.
所以彼得去揀特别揀这个字是很特别是很有趣的是要去投资这个字就在中文上面加上这个字。
This tells you a lot, right? Because first, an investor is not just a contributor. You know, not just someone at the office gives a little bit here, a little bit there. That's a contributor.
为什么呢？因为一个投资者很特别的不是只是去单单的是有份少少的参与在好像在一个办公室里面他在这里给一些那里给一些。
As many of you know, an investor takes risks.
你要知道一个投资者是要承受风险。
An investor puts up capital.
一个投资者要摆上很多的资本。
And therefore, one of the things we're being told here by Peter is you need to make your own personal growth and grace a major priority. It means...There's a price to pay.
所以彼得讲俾我听有一样嘢，就系话喺你嘅个人嘅成长里边，你要将佢放喺首先嘅位置，即系话你要付出一个代价。
Investors pay a price; they take a risk.
投资者要付出一个代价同埋承受风险。
Why? They think the return is worth it.
点解咧？因为佢哋谂到就系话嗰个回报系值得佢哋咁样做。
And if you think the return is worth it, you're going to pay the price.
如果你认为嗰个回报系值得嘅时候，你就愿意付呢个代价。
Now, I'd like to show you briefly, there are several levels of prices to pay here.
我想你看看在这里有几个层面的代价你要给。
Again, I have to be brief, and this is on slide 9. Here are three brief prices you have to pay.
我想讲三个代价你可以付上，你需要去付出。
These are three practical disciplines you have to engage in for spiritual growth.
这是很实在的操练你可以去参与在这个属灵成长里面。
First, you have to pay the price of time with God, that is, communing, conversing with Him.
首先就是你要付这个时间，这个代价，去跟神一起，去跟他去谈话。
That's costly. It will cost you time. Time is precious. Time to commune with God. You have to invest.
你要付上时间，这个时间就是有代价的。你要付出这个时间跟神去有沟通。
Secondly, and I think we're very weak at this church, you have to pay the price of vulnerability to other people.
第二，我就特别觉得在我们教会特别弱的这一层面，就是说这个代价就是你要愿意同人去敞开，你愿意是变得是容易受伤。
You have to share about your faith, about the Christian life, the ups and downs.
你要愿意同人去分享你的信仰、你的信心的路程、你的起跌。
That will cost you. You might get hurt.
你可能会受伤，这个是你要付出的代价。
And thirdly, you have to pay the price of submission. Submission to God's will, the way of acceptance and suffering.
第三个代价就是说你愿意顺服在神的旨意里面，就是说你要愿意接受和你愿意受苦。
Because following Christ, you'll suffer. Because living His way of life, you'll suffer.
因为愿意跟随耶稣，你就会受苦。去过佢要我哋过嘅生活嘅时候，我哋会受苦。
Those prices are all there in the text in 2 Peter 1.
彼得后书第一章呢啲所讲嘅代价都喺嗰度。
Now there are actually other prices there too, but I don't have time to bring them out.
咁其实当中亦都有其他嘅代价。
But these will release the power of the Holy Spirit if you invest in those three prices.
嗱，如果你愿意投资喺呢三个，愿意付出呢三个代价嘅时候，圣灵嘅能力就系能够释放出嚟。
I can't stress enough, the Holy Spirit is not a magic bullet. It's a miraculous acorn.
圣灵不是只是一个好像有带着魔术的一个子弹这样。这个是一个特别反之是一个奇妙的松果。
That means it's not a quick fix. It's a deep fix.
就是说这个不是一个很快速一踢即就的事情，而是一个很深入的能够改变我们的。
But if you pay those three prices, it can change everything.
如果你愿意去付上这三样的代价的时候，你就会改变。
Again, let me expand on those three a little bit. Verse 3 says, again, you got considering the price of time with God, which is the first price, the way of conversing. Verse 3, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through what? Our knowledge of Him.
第一样刚才讲的就是我们要付上那个时间。经文第三节的话，神的神能呢将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事呢是赐给我们，藉着什么呢？藉着我们认识他。
Verse 3 says our knowledge of him. Down in verse 8 it talks also about not being ineffective in life in our, he uses again, knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
藉着第八节他说，使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上面是不至于行难不结果子。
When the Bible talks about knowing God or knowing Christ, it's not talking about just an information dump.
当圣经讲话我们认识神、认识基督的时候，不是单单只是一得到的资讯的东西。
It's not just talking about cognition, though it involves having things enter your brain.
也都不是单单只是我们头脑上面去接收一些东西，纵然我们是需要头脑上面去有认知。
It's not simply saying you're going to know about God or you're going to know about Jesus or you're going to get more Bible knowledge.
亦都唔系话单单去知道一啲关于神或者关于耶稣嘅嘢，又或者只系单单得到一啲嘅圣经嘅知识。
No, as a fellow human being, you know this. Knowing is relational.
圣经所讲嘅认识系喺关系上边嘅。
You don't have a relationship with someone unless you spend time with them.
如果你唔系用时间去花时间同嗰个人一齐嘅时候，你唔系真系同佢有个关系。
And actually, it's usually time alone with them.
特别系你用时间单单同佢哋一齐。
You don't have real relationships with people unless you're spending time with them.
如果你唔系花时间同佢哋一齐嘅时候，你唔系真系有个真嘅关系。
That's a price to pay. The first price you have to pay. It's expensive. If you want to win the daily battle, again, in the Christian life, you got to spend time with God.
呢个系首先第一个要付出嘅代价，呢个代价嘅系好重嘅。但系如果你想同神有个关系，你也要花时间。
You got to hear from him in his word. You got to pray to him.
你要听佢嘅话语，你要向佢祈祷。
You don't know him. You need a relationship with him.
你唔系净系认识佢，你要同佢有一个关系。
You know, you can say all you want that you know him, and you can believe you think you know him, but unless you spend time with him, you don't.
你可以话我认识佢，我相信佢，但系如果你唔同佢花时间同佢有一个关系嘅时候，你唔系真系认识佢。
You know, you and I, as human beings, we in our past have known a lot of people, right?
你同我以前都认识过好多人。
But over the years, as because of varying circumstances of life, you lose touch with people, right?
但系随住时间嘅过去，你同我嘅处境都唔同咗，我哋就会失去同呢啲人失去咗联络。
We certainly live in a mobile society. People move away.
我哋活喺一个流动性好高嘅社会，有啲好多人都会搬。
People's pursuits, people's interests in life go in different directions.
咁人喺生命上边系唔同嘅方向去追寻佢哋想要嘅嘢。
So if you haven't spoken to a friend of yours from the past for maybe 10 to 20 years, you don't know them anymore.
如果你喺过去十几二十年都冇同嗰个人去倾过偈嘅时候，其实你唔系真系再认识佢。
And when you get to be my age, which is really old, there are a lot of people that I used to know that I haven't talked to for 20 years. I don't know them anymore.
如果你到我呢个年纪嘅时候，你生命里面就有好多人，你十几二十年都冇同佢倾过偈，你都唔再认识佢。
You get the point, right? You got to pay the price. You got to know God. You got to spend time with him.
你明白我想讲嘅系乜嘢咧？就系话你认你。相信神，你认识神，你要花时间。
Read the Bible, hear from him, adore, confess, examine your life before him.
去睇圣经，去听佢想讲嘅说话，去赞美佢，去认罪，喺你生命里面去检查自己。
Thank him, bring him your petitions and needs before him.
去感谢佢，去将你嘅祈求嘅事带到佢嘅面前，将你需要嘅带俾佢。
Right, that's prayer. Right, you're speaking to him. You're you're hearing from him in his word.
呢个就系祈祷，你听佢所讲嘅嘢，听佢所讲。
He speaks to you from his word.
神都藉住佢嘅话语向你说话。
Now, secondly, consider also the price of vulnerability to people.
第二个代价就系话向人去敞开自己。
And this phrase, mutual affection, that comes up twice here in our text, is actually the Greek word Philadelphia, which means brotherly love.
这个彼此相爱这个词语是出现了两次，希腊文就是 Philadelphia 这个字，就是兄弟的爱。
Right, that's why Philadelphia, the city, is known for the city of brotherly love.
所以费城Philadelphia 这个字，它的另一个名称，这个城市的另一个名称就是弟兄的爱的城市。
That's a big part of growing spiritually, sibling friendship.
在属灵成长里面，这个占一个很大很重要的部分，就是基督徒弟兄姊妹的关系。
Sibling friendship or Philadelphia means
brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
就在基督里面弟兄姊妹。
Because you have an enormous amount of common history. You have an enormous amount of common experience. You've been changed by God.
你彼此之间都分享着一个好啊一个同一个历史，你哋全彼此之间都经历咗神对你嘅改变。
If you break up that word Philadelphia, philos is the Greek word for friendship.
咁啊 ，Philadelphia， 如果你将佢拆散呢个 philo 呢个字，就系友谊嘅意思。
That's not erotic love, which is romance. That's another word.
呢个唔系讲到呢啲浪漫嘅爱。
It's not agape love, which is another Greek word, which is serving others.
呢个亦都唔系 agape 呢个爱啊，嗰、那个爱系讲紧系彼此服侍。
Philos in Greek means friendship.
Philos 呢个字喺希腊文系讲友谊。
Your friends have a lot in common with you. That's why they're your friends.
你同你嘅朋友点解系朋友呢？因为你哋有好多共通嘅嘢。
And the bond that joins Christians is that you both know and desire to honor and glorify God.
你同其他基督徒联合。点解？因为你哋都认识基督，你哋都想去荣耀基督。
That's the common interest. That's the common bond.
呢个系你哋共通嘅共有嘅。
The author of Hebrews, and this is on slide 10, brings this out in 3:13. This is one of the most astounding verses in the Bible. Exhort one another daily, or you'll be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
希伯来书三章十三节呢个重要经文，佢话总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
That's why you got to speak the truth in love. Our biggest sins hide themselves from us.
所以我哋需要用爱心去说诚实话。我哋最大嘅罪就系将我哋自己去收埋。
We're deceived by our own sin.
我哋被我哋自己嘅罪去迷惑。
I got a tough question for you. Do you have people in your life presently who you gave the right to regularly tell you what's wrong with you?
我想问下呢个问题，喺你而家生命里边，你有冇将呢个权利去俾嗰啲人，让佢哋可以每一日正视嘅，都可以嚟到讲你听你有啲咩唔妥嘅地方咧
？Verses in the Bible.Are plentiful that speak about that.
经文圣经里边好多嘅经文都讲到呢样嘢。
That's bearing one another's burdens. That's speaking the truth in love.
用爱心去说诚实话，同埋彼此去担当佢哋嘅重担。
Other phrases that point to that are confessing sins to one another, building each other up in the faith.
彼此认罪。在信心上面彼此去建立。
That's very costly. That's going to cost you. Being vulnerable is cost. It's a hefty price.
去向人去敞开，是使到你自己容易受伤，这个是一个很重的代价。
Let me state that clearly. You will be hurt. You will be hurt when you are vulnerable.
你去向人敞开的时候，你是会很容易受伤。
There's no other way.To grow. You have to do the one anothering passages in the Bible.
但是熟练成长没有其他的方法，你要去做圣经所讲我们彼此应该要做的事。
And thirdly, you have to consider the price of submission to God's will.
第三样你要考虑的就是你要付代价以致你去顺服神的旨意。
And again, I'm out of time, but simply put,This discipline of spiritual growth means the way of acceptance. You accept the suffering.
就即系话呢个属灵嘅成长个操练就系你要接受嘅受苦。
And under the duress, which again you all very well know as fellow human beings, when we suffer, under the duress, you say, "God, your will be done."
就系当你受到威胁就受苦嘅时候，你接受神嘅旨意。你话愿神嘅旨意成就。
Hey, there's no more greater stress than being hung on a cross as a criminal when you're innocent.
冇更大嘅苦 彼得上耶稣基督当他是无罪的时候，但是被挂在这个十字架上面。
There's no greater stress. Jesus is your friend. He did that for you.
耶稣基督是你的朋友，他为你去做这件事。
When you suffer, you stand your ground. You stand your faith.
当你受苦的时候，你持守住你的信仰，去留在个你留站稳。
And you can do that because you look to Jesus, because he did that for you.
你能够这样做，因为你望住耶稣基督，耶稣基督为你这样做。
Look at what he did as he bore your sin penalty on the cursed tree.
他在这个被咒诅的木头上面，他担当了你的罪的代价。
Don't forget that. Got to remember it.
你要记得这件事。
And if you do, if you remember it, you can bear, you can get through the suffering.
如果你记得这件事的时候，你就去能够去承受那个苦难。
And you'll be on your way to growing in faith.
你就在你的信心上面能够成长。
Father, thank you for your word, and please help us as Christians to want to grow in our faith.
天父，我们感谢你的话语，求主你帮助我们在信心上面成长。
A lot of what you say here is very tough love.
你当中今天所看到的，你所说的也都 是
Help us to be willing to invest, to pay the price, to grow spiritually.
求主你教我们愿意付上代价，以致我们能够属灵上面成长。
We can.When we see that Jesus paid the ultimate price, his life for us.
就是当我们看到耶稣基督怎样付上他最大的代价，将他的生命付上的时候，我们就能够这样做。
Help us today as we suffer to remember him.
当我们今天受苦的时候，求主你帮助我们纪念他。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
你奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。